Yo, what's good, everybody, man? What's going on? This your boy Link, and got another episode for you guys on the good vibes. Usually, oh, excuse me, oh, something's in the air. But yeah, usually it'd be a little bit more professional. But man, let me tell you what happened. Oh, my computer, oh, Dusty, she tripping. So now it's at the point that it's kind of hard to record and do things where I really need to on it. So it's just like, in other words, I need a new setup. So, which is why I'm doing another episode on my phone, which is okay, which is cool. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. But I like to be more professional with mine. I love my setup. I love how, like, I have everything in place. I love do editing and stuff, man. That's something I like to do on my spare time. But can't even do that, man. Cause my computer is on the verge of dying. And I have a Chromebook, but a Chromebook is so, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so tied up to its own system, the things that I want to do, I can't do it on it. You feel me? So I'm just like, bro, like, this is crazy. This is crazy, man. So there's this. Just bear with me for today, man. It's probably not gonna be another long episode, but I do got some topics I want to touch on, especially what's going on this week. Hence, the episode is the story thus far. But before we get on to everything else, I just want to thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for sharing, and I appreciate you guys that actually like still rocking with me this far. I believe this is episode 7. Of the Good Vibes podcast. So I greatly appreciate you guys for tuning in. And hopefully sooner or later, I might just transfer, instead of like talking over the phone or like on a computer, stuff like that, I probably have like some videos so you guys can actually see me or whatever. All right. But we're going to get to that in a moment. But so the story so far, man, let me tell you what happened. Starting this Sunday. And I kid you not, boy, this story was so crazy. And I'm just like, I can't believe it actually happened. All right. So I remember because I was watching my church live stream. That's what mom's calling me. She calling me on the phone while I'm talking. I had to call her back. But yeah, it's real crazy because like after I watched, you know, my church's live stream, I got hungry. So I was like, you know what? I said, let me go get something to eat. Get something to eat. Get like a snack on so I can do something else. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm texting my mom right now. Let her know tell her I'm doing the episode. Okay. But yeah, after I did that, so I went to Wendy's to pick up like a small little meal or something, and I was behind these two dudes, and they was getting their meals too. You know, everybody was, you know, eating, you know, try to get a snackage. And I noticed this dude; he started shaking and having a seizure. And me, I was on the phone, and I just like noticing happening, and he was literally like shaking. And then his friend was like, yo, what's going on? Even the employees was like, yo, this dude's tweaking. I was like, oh, snap. This man's having a seizure. So, and he literally fell off the bike, hit his head, like on the little concrete part that's like by the window, by the drive-thru window. And he fell to the ground and he was still shaking. And it was so, I ain't gonna lie, it was scary. I was fearful for his life because like legit blood was like coming out of his mouth. Like, it was like small little specks of blood that was coming out of it. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So I got on the phone. I started calling, I called 911. But boy, I'm gonna talk to him about that in a minute. So I called 911. I tried, like, you know, giving the information, telling what's going on. And I kid you not, bruh. I'm not sure how everybody feels about talk about like demons manifesting. This man legit had like a demon. He literally got up, start spazzing out. Like, I kid you not, spazzing. He took the cup of water that we gave him, threw it at his friend. He was chasing his friend like all over the place. Me, I'm on the phone with TPD explaining the whole situation. Then he came to me. I was like, nah. Well, he didn't come to me. So let me rephrase. He didn't come to me, but he went to my car. And I don't know why. This is almost like a thing that is like when you put a car like in park. Gladly, I did. And I put emergency brakes on. But when you do that, the car like unlocks. And me, in my mind, I wasn't thinking about locking my car. And then on top of that, my windows were down because I like to drive with my music booming. Like, I'm cruising the street in my, I wish I could say 6.4, but my tiny Toyota Corolla. So, I'm doing it. So, he literally got in my car. So, I was like, oh, no. I reached in, took the keys at the ignition, and I told him, I said, you're not taking my car, bro. And I kid you not, he got, like, the demon got so pissed. He grabbed my jump ropes, which is like, you know, in the front seat, and he hit my car with it, like the top car. And his friend was like, yo, dude, like chill the F out. Me, I already knew what it was. So, like, kid you not, this is not me, it's nothing but God. I literally told him, I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, you need to chill and go right over there. And he tried to hop in my car again. I said, no, 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 no. In the name of Jesus, move. And he looked at me and he looked at me blank face, stared. He said, okay. And walked over there and sat his tail down. So I was like, oh snap. I said, okay, God, you got this one. I started praising God for the victory. Keep this in mind while I'm on the phone with Tallahassee Police Department. So I'm explaining to them. And the next thing you know, that's where the EMT, the paramedics came. They got him. I had to explain the story to them. And then I was talking to the employees. He was like, bro. He was like, yo, what was going on? I was like, he's either A, he's under the influence. Or B, like, I'm not sure how your spiritual level is, but that was legit a demon, bro. But at the same time, if you, like, expose yourself to so many drugs is, like, legit a gateway to allow demons to actually come and manifest. There's a lot of ways demons can come through. Drugs is one of them. So, clearly, this man, it was like a small little paranoid activity going on. I promise you, I'm not making this up. This is, like, true story. I never say I put this on God, but legit, I'm giving this to him because it actually happened. But here's my biggest gripe about the emergency call. I can't speak for every city, man, but here in Tallahassee, these people are trash, bruh. Like, they're over the phone asking questions that I can't even answer. And I was just like, bruh, just send your people here. Oh, sir, what is he doing? Is he moving? Can you talk to him? Can I talk to him? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm not talking to this man. He probably ain't listening to me right now. How about you send some help? Like, I gave you the address. I gave you where the location. Just said, sure, we're on the way. I'm not trying to get some extra info. Man, what? But, like, this reminds me of what happened, like, I believe it was, like, a couple of months back. I was at a friend's house. I'm sorry, right now, I'm on that tip. I was at my friend's house, bro. And, I think we was like, it was that Friday, I believe. And, we was just chilling after my friend did his performance at one little spot place, which is, low key out the cut and kind of weird. I wouldn't do it. But, we went and got something to eat. And after that, We went to over there. I can't think of it. I think it's like West 10 or something like that. It was like, there was like having a party. And, you know, we was playing on mine. We was just like, you know, we want zero parts of it. And I kid you not, somebody pulled a fire alarm and the whole building was like on lockdown. It was going crazy. Next thing you know it, I see, it was almost like the sequel of Do the Right Thing because everybody was outside rioting and not, I won't say rioting to the point that things were getting destroyed, but it was like a group of people all rowdy. Someone was like on top of cars and like it was a group of them jumping this one dude. And I was like, oh snap, this dude is getting jumped. Let me call Do the Right Thing, the sequel, and call TPD. You know, when I called them, They're over here asking X, Y, and Z questions. I understand it's your job, but if it's an emergency, just send your people. Let them ask questions. Not you, operator. I kid you not. By the time I got off the phone with TPD, I'm going through all this tedious of questions. I go back outside. Everybody's already gone. It's just a few people out there. And the dude that got jumped, they had to, from what I heard, they had to put him in the car and drive off. But he seriously got beat up. And I'm looking at them and hit it like legit. It's like movies, bro. It's like when everything goes down, police officers are the last one to appear. That's nothing but pure facts. I'm looking at them. I was like, the hell y'all here for? It's already done. It's done. Y'all can go home now. Like, y'all could have just stayed home. Like, if you want to be honest. Man, look, that's my biggest gripe. I can't speak for all police officers. I can't speak for all, like, you know, operators or stuff like that. But I know here in Tallahassee, bro, they trash, bro. They real trash when it comes responding to a crisis, man. That's terrible. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, seriously. But yeah, man. But yeah, that's nothing but a true 100% story of what happened to me this past Sunday. Like, I kid you not, it was like, I couldn't make this up, bro. I can't make this up. But next topic, man. And this happened like a past couple of days, and I noticed on my Facebook how one of my friends feel about a certain person. So, and we're going to talk about him for a minute today, because I actually listened to his interview. I actually listened to him. We're talking about Nick Cannon and his comments on his show, The Cannon Class, which is on YouTube. He has his own podcast. And he was saying some stuff on there that kind of, like, it got to a point that I think Vitacom or something like that, I guess one of the companies, they canceled his Wild On Out show for all these X amount of years because of what he said. And I was like, bro, what did he do? Like, what did he say to get his things, what he said? Like, I had to look this up. And so when I did, and I looked at his comments, he was pretty much, he's on that woke tip, but he's on that wrong, I wouldn't say it's wrong, but it's like, you gotta be careful with your words, man. Because in some cases, I agree with him a little bit, but the one key factor that is missing when you talk about on that subject is God's love. Because you have to incorporate love on those sensitive type of subjects. You have to incorporate it. Because what he was saying, that throughout all years, you know, of course, white people throughout the years were the most violent, except for, you know, blacks. I'm just giving you like my synopsis of it. But in that fact, he wasn't lying, because you gotta think about, you know, you gotta think about one group called the Vikings. I ain't never seen a black Viking, but them, they were like the most violent groups too. Or if you want to go back in history context, especially when it came to, like, in England, when they were switching religion, like Protestant to like Catholics or something like that, people was legit dying from that. People was dying because of what they believed in. And honestly, I think that's like the craziest thing. Like, that's factual. That's happened. Or let's just look back at another time. You got Hitler against the Jews. That was a heinous, that's one of the major hate crimes in history. But it wasn't targeting on blacks. He was mainly targeting other white people who was mainly Jews. So Nick Cannon actually had a point, but I would say it was wrongly delivered. And I did a little bit more research on this, and I don't follow him or listen to him most, but you got Charlemagne the God, and he pretty much made his little comment on it too. And this is what he said, like, on a Breakfast Club. Like, he was like, he said, listen, Nick is my guy. I hate it had to be him, but that's what you can do when you have the power. And if there's one thing Jewish people have showed us, is that they have the power. And I can't wait until the day black people are able to fire people for saying things about us that we deem racist. We can barely get cops fired for actually killing us. So again, you have this whole idea of racial tension that's going on, especially at a time like this when everything is like everything's all crazy. So it's like when you have conversations like that, God's love has to be incorporated. Like, I don't know the whole dynamics of, I feel like, me personally, I feel like it's a little bit more than that. But it's just like, based on what I read and what I heard, he was just making his point on how he feels. And I feel like people are like, can be super sensitive when somebody share their opinion, or let alone a black person share their opinion about, how things are. And certain things he said had some factual behind it, but it's kind of tough. So now let's look at this further. So after the backlash over his remarks, Cannon exorated Viacom CBS, which produced his show Wild and Out, in a Twitter thread. This is what he said: "I will not be bullied, silenced, or continuously oppressed by any organization, group, or corporation. I am disappointed that Viacom does not understand or respect the power of the black community." I mean, of course, you got to look at it at this, us black people. Like, granted, we have done so much for all these companies, but we always get the short end of the stick. Like, I know this is like slightly off topic, but you got to look at Marvel. Like, as much as I love Marvel movies, I still do to this day, but It brings me back to the point that, Terrence Howard, because he was Tony Rhodes in Iron Man. And then next thing you know it, Don Cheadle became War Machine, because it was a money issue. Now you hear rumors about the same thing going on with the cast of Black Panther. Like, they only gave Ryan Coogler one-year contract for that movie. And honestly, from what I'm hearing, they didn't expect that movie to be good. But since that movie became one of the most successful films in the history of Marvel movies, like, legit, it topped on everything else they have in their category. But it's just because of that, now they had to give this man another year contract, or I believe more. But yet, black actors are being underpaid, especially those who are casted in Black Panther. And that's something that I looked up, and me and a couple of other people looked up as well. So it's crazy. But back of my mind, it's almost like, what do you expect? Like, you got look at things differently. And then also Nick Cannon talk about what's his name? Farrakhan. He mentioned him. And then, of course, him being the whole Islam idea and all the other stuff. And then I remember reading it on, I can't find it, but he said something about, even Farrakhan didn't back him up. But what do you expect from a person who didn't back up Malcolm X? And Malcolm X was on that tip until he found out, like, that white people were Muslims too. And then that's when his whole ideal, his whole idealism of unity changed. And Farrakhan then backed him up then. So in my mind, I'm looking at Nick and I'm just like, bro, what do you expect, bro? Like, you follow these so-called people, but yet if you haven't heard back from them, they never was down with you for them to begin with. I don't know, man. I'm still looking more into that. But that's just like the basis of it. And it's just like, it's crazy that, you know, you lost your show because you believe in what you said. As any person has every right to believe in, you know, how they feel. And some people say it's hateful speech, but I feel like if you really sit down and look at all perspectives and actually listen to him, what he's saying, am I saying he's right? No. Well, I did kind of say he's those things he would say was factual, but all I can say is that most people, you guys had to sit. We just had to sit down and have an actual talk like human beings. And some people feel like it was hateful. If you feel that way it was, then granted, like, that's how you feel. But I'm just giving you my take on it. Me personally, I didn't think it was hateful, but I personally felt like it could have been delivered a little bit better or a little bit differently. I mean, if you feel like, you know, any other type of way, feel free to send me a message, because I think you can send a message here on Anchor and stuff like that. But yeah, like, matter of fact, let me turn out the music so you guys can hear it. So let me turn this down.
And as a community, I feel, and I've done this myself, I want to blame others for the position that I'm currently in.
Viacom CBS, which owns Inside Edition, called Cannon's remarks hateful speech, fired him as the host of the MTV show Wild and Out, saying it condemns bigotry of any kind, and we categorically denounce all forms of anti-Semitism. The controversy erupted after the 39-year-old TV personality's bizarre interview with former Public Enemy rapper Richard Griffin.
You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people. That's our birthright. So if that's truly our birthright, there's no hate involved.
The ladies of The View didn't hold back opinions on Cannon's actions.
I'm happy that there is actually reaction and outrage to Nick Cannon's blatant anti-Semitism. Look, we've been talking about this on the show for years now, but anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country.
Today, in a 1,500-word letter on Facebook, Cannon had this to say. I must apologize to my Jewish brothers and sisters for putting them in such a painful position, which was never my intention. But I know this whole situation has hurt many people, and together we will make it right. As for his other TV gig, no word from Fox on whether Nick...
So, in all that, and then, of course, when you talked about the Jews, and that's when, of course, that's why I say, like, it could have been delivered better if you want to touch on that subject, because that's a sensitive subject. It really is. So, and then like I said, like, it has some truth behind it, but the main ingredient is literally God's love. And God, if God's love is not there, then you shouldn't touch on that, man, because that's deep. And like, I kid you not, because like, I literally like got on my Facebook and I seen like two of my friends were spazzing out. And I was like, that made me look it up. And I was like, yo, why are they tripping? But yeah, man, Nick Cannon, I just praying for him, man. Like, first of all, I'm just praying that, you know, it's like he's on the right track, but he still got some ways to go. And I pray that for anybody that's like on that woke tip, that you guys have that knowledge, but isn't that wrong? I wouldn't say wrong field, but it's like, I believe if you connected with God, like the God that we know, the God that we serve, the creator of all things, he could take you deeper with greater understanding. And that's something that, like, you know, I'm asking God to do that, to do that with me, is to take me deeper and have better understanding. Because I promise you, if I do that, this podcast will be like so lit. So this is just a starting point, man. But yeah, so that's pretty much it, man. So this whole episode, man, it's just all about, you know, what's going on. And then, of course, just to be honest with you guys, I'm in the middle of a shift. And it's a positive shift, man. But that's something, like, I learned over time, is that, you know, when sometimes God tell you to go, you got to go, man. So as for now, I'm going to do a lot of shows or podcasting on my phone. But, yeah, man, until I get my setup fixed, we just got to do it this way. But I appreciate you guys rocking with me. I appreciate you guys for listening. This is your boy Link. And you guys be safe. Take care. Stay healthy. And make sure you keep yourself covered for the COVID-19. But we're going to jam out a little bit. And I appreciate you guys for listening. This is your boy Akaliso. If I say the word right, this song's called A. So we're going to play this a little bit. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Be easy.